gonna shake it. Let's forget it. Better still.
Coach Joel Quenneville, I bet he sang that to the boys in the dressing room between periods. We're not going to take that first period.
Now you can hear me.
He loves the Who, and we love Coach Q. He's live in St. Louis. Good morning, Coach.
Morning.
I was at the game Saturday, and I got a lot of calls from parents of kids who they need to finish strong for the end of the year. They'd like you to, whatever you said to the team, they'd like you to come to their house and say it to their kid. Can we work that out?
Well, I don't know. We didn't have to say too much. I know that we didn't mind the way we played in the first period. We just had to get back a little bit more detail-oriented, and a lot of hockey left. Let's stay with it. We're getting scoring chances and exploded with a tremendous second. But we felt that... we've gotten better in the last couple of games here. Good progression in this series here. Should be excited about tonight.
That second period was as good as they've played all year. It was unbelievable. Just total dominance.
Yeah, we had it going. I for sure we had what we generated, what we gave up, was exactly what you'd look for. You know they're going to get their turn at any moment of the game, but that second period was we had a lot of the puck and we had a lot of speed, and that's what we're looking to bring tonight.
You remember Coach Dean Smith, North Carolina basketball coach for 1,000 years.
Yep.
You remember he had that stall that he made famous, that boxing one? And he just wind the clock down. This is when they didn't have shot clocks in college basketball. So you go to that boxing one in the third period on the power play. I don't know that I'd ever seen it played that way. And I'm thinking, this is genius. They're going to have tired legs. They can't make a change. Kaner waits for his moment. Perfect dish to Shaw. Bang. There's your clincher. I love that.
Well, it was well played, and it was, sometimes you got to take what they get or give you. And I thought we were patient, and that's what we're looking for. And a couple of real good plays that relieved the pressure there earlier on. And then like you said, it was, keep it to the outside, and sure plays is what you're looking for. And we've seen what could happen the other way around and a few years ago against Nashville.
So when you go home Saturday night, getting ready to come to St. Louis and all that, do you spend more time wondering about the problems you had in the first or really digging what you had in the second period?
Well, we reminded them of what we didn't do well in the first period. They're all mistakes that are all preventable, and technically let's make sure we're attention to details what helps us get offensive zone chances and rush chances. So let's prioritize that checking is going to make us effective tonight. But you got to remind them that you can't get ahead of yourselves here and think you want to outscore this team here, because they've got some real good offensive lines and some guys that can make plays, and they check pretty well too. So let's not get ahead of yourself, and let's play the right way, and then you get some stuff off of that.
What have you seen, Joel, from Ponick that prompted you to move him up and has allowed him to have the kind of series he's had?
He's played some games with Johnny in the last handful of games, and looked like he's comfortable with top guys and has that skill level that deserving of playing in those situations as well. I thought he added a physical element in some of those games, and I thought he did a real good job physically in Game 5. And putting Shazi there in that situation, the start was something that we were saying, well, we'll try it and we'll see what happens. And because Shazi really didn't deserve it. He was one of our top guys coming out of the lineup after game four. And then, after the first period, we put him back up there, delivered in a big way with his presence physically with the puck. And that line really played well. He made some good plays offensively and defensively. I just like what he brought to the team, and we had a better four line rotation after that as well. So it's a situation where today is where the lines ended. We'll look at that tonight. But Richard probably played his two best games of the year in those two back to back games.
Yeah, I thought it was cool too that he got the first star, because normally that's, as Doc Emmerich brought up this morning when he was on, that's scoring. You know, that's a couple of goals and an assist or whatever. But he earned it.
Absolutely. He made a defensive play on our own end, coming down, back checking, looking like the guy was going in all alone. You notice him in the puck area. You notice him at the net. You notice him with the puck. He had drew a penalty on the power play, with his speed in back-to-back games where he broke through for breakaways in the last two games.
There was a stat earlier that basically one out of every four game sevens in Stanley Cup playoff history has ended up in overtime. You have coached the Blackhawks in four game sevens. Three of those have gone to overtime. Why is that such a frequent occurrence when you get to a game seven?
Oh, it's always close. It's always tight. That's basically everybody plays smart and they play the right way. And tough to forecast that, whether that's coincidence or not. But all our games have been close. And, I can think of back to the Vancouver. I think of L.A. I think of, quick reminder here,
Detroit.
Detroit. Mm-hmm. I'm missing one more.
Well, Anaheim last year was regulation.
Right. Anaheim was regulation. But, when you think about them, it's a... They stick, and you know exactly the situation. You know the play. You know what sometimes leads to the overtime, but you definitely know how it ended. And we're looking for a positive ending, whether it's there or, during the first 60.
That lad line, the Lion King here. We named Coach Q the Lion King, L-I-N-E, last year. The Lion King, the lad line, was just smoking.
I know that when they got together here in game five, some responsibility and what we're looking for them to bring. And that's that, host played his two best games of the year back-to-back. Lottie scores. Curry's get some responsibility in there. They've got quickness. They've got puck protection. And they had some offensive zone shifts. And, they got an awareness of what they really want to do. And that's shut down Tarasenko's group. And, they're gives us some more balance in our lines, and that's why we probably had our best rotation in the last two games.
I know I shouldn't say no. I'm almost positive you don't have to tell this team this, but a lot of coaches would have to remind them, we haven't won this yet. We got to win tonight. Because after Saturday, you extend it in five, you have this amazing game six. Younger teams might need some help in focusing.
Well, I think that, our progression and never getting your head ourselves always in place where we want to get better every single game. Our guys got to rise to the challenge again tonight. They always do it. And our top guys lead that charge. So we're looking to progress basically off of the levels we've been at. So it'll be fun to watch our team play tonight.
You don't need anything from us, do you? Just to enjoy it. Because, we're here for you.
I love the hello and the enthusiasm you guys brought this morning. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it's pretty great, right? Come on.
Yeah. They listen to the who. What else we want?
Hey, somebody the other day said a quote that was either attributed to you or somebody around you, that the statue to you is still up in St. Louis, and it's the Arch. Is that something you said or somebody else said?
I never heard that one.
That's pretty funny, the Arch being your mustache.
Oh, okay. I get it.
The Arch was crafted in the same curve as Coach Q's mustache.
Yeah, now you're getting carried away. All right.
No, dude, I'm telling you, somebody said it wasn't me. Listen, my stuff's way more creative than that.
Yeah, I know that, yeah.
Well, listen, enjoy the day. Can't wait for tonight. And, just looking forward to it. We're pretty cocky and a little confident here, but we get to be because we don't have to deliver. That's your job, and we're glad you're the one doing it.
All right, focus on attention and detail. Let's go.
All right. We're going to do the rest of the show the right way. Wow. Thanks, Q.
All right. Okay, guys.